healthcare costs. Footage posted on social media would appear to show large numbers of police have been sent to the sites of the protests in both Wuhan and Dalian.
BBC correspondent Stephen McDonald. The United Nations Migration Agency says at least 73 Europe-bound migrants missing and presumed dead off Libya in a shipwreck. Seven migrants did survive that disaster. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm John Scott.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicolaus & Company, 244-7199.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Barack Obama's former doctor says to expect the White House to sugarcoat the Biden physical. That's interesting. So the doctor that would oversee the young and healthy Obama is saying, expect a sugarcoating of the Biden physical, because it's that time of year where the president gets his physical. And we've never seen a guy so in fact, he ran a 100-yard dash in 4 seconds and did 75 push-ups. It was really quite amazing.
He's just been inducted into Mensa. His mind is so sharp. Oh, yeah. I always kind of assumed that those things were suspect. I mean, if not for any other reason, for national security reasons. Remember when Trump's weird ponytailed doctor put out that statement saying he's the healthiest president since George Washington, or the healthiest who's ever served?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
All right. Come on. You got like James K. Polk's medical records in front of you there, or what? It's a ridiculous thing to say. Speaking of presidents of the past, I've finally had enough of this, and I have set out to end this idiotic claim once and for all. The woke left makes a heck of a lot of idiotic claims. Some of them require arguments and creative logic to disprove them. Some of them are just bizarre misstatements of fact. They're lies. And here's one of them. The whole thing about Lincoln and
the
slavery.
The whole thing about, okay.
Lincoln and slavery.
When you just said the whole thing about Lincoln, I thought, okay, the whole thing about Lincoln.
Number one, he had no beard. Number two, he'd never been to Illinois. No, of course not. Lincoln's relationship to slavery. Part of the reason I bring this up, you know, in the wake of various Lincoln monuments being defaced, the utter half-wits of the San Francisco School Board talking about how schools shouldn't be named after Lincoln, etc. And then you have a couple of developments, this Disney cartoon, The Proud Family, that has gone full-on DEI, woke, Black Lives Matter militant. And the new Disney and streaming cartoon aimed at children features elements of critical race theory, identifies one of the white characters in the show as guilty of white fragility, denounces Lincoln as not caring about ending slavery, etc., going into detail. In the season finale, the town of Smithville is about to put up a statue to founder Christian A. Smith. And, of course, they had to make the name Christian, by the way. That is not unintentional. One of the characters, Maya, discovers Smith was a slaveholder. Maya is raised by an interracial gay couple, because of course she is. Randall, who is black, angrily denounces his husband, Barry, who is white, for defending the town founder. Proof of white fragility, says, I don't understand anything about your white fragility. After Barry expresses ignorance of the concept, Randall lectures, you know what it means, you're doing it right now, being defensive about race. Robin DiAngelo wrote a whole book about it, read it, you're on page 39. This is the same book that, among others, Matt Taibbi, prominent liberal, denounced as a pile of horse s. By the way, if you're not familiar with it, the book White Fragility insists that white Americans use anger, shame, and guilt to avoid taking responsibility for racial inequality. In the real world, it's been used to label white students racist just for being white. Ultimately, Barry asks for forgiveness for his defense of the town founder. I was so ashamed of the history, I couldn't face it. I wanted to pretend it didn't happen, he said, falling into line. And then, in the episode, some of the students talk to English teacher Brother Kwame, who lectures them that Lincoln's Emancipation Proclamation didn't free all the slaves. One student reacts in horror, saying, "So it's true, Lincoln really didn't care about freeing slaves." And Kwame claims, "Actually, he wanted to deport us." The girl angrily responds, "Why are we just learning this? This should be in the first sentence of his biography." Now, we could start with the fact that Lincoln historian David J. Kent, author of three books on the 16th president and the president of the Lincoln Group of D.C. for comment, he called the show's dialogue a mix of misrepresentation, non sequitur, and falsehoods. For instance, the deportation thing is that Lincoln called for a voluntary option for free men and women to colonize areas outside of the United States if they wanted to, if they didn't want to keep living in the U.S., for which the federal government would pay all costs and provide a means to get started in the new area. This option was offered because ending slavery would not end racism, either in the North or South, and Lincoln and many others thought they should provide an option to start again elsewhere without racism. Lincoln's support for colonization was tepid at best, by the way. He thought it was an interesting idea and one of several options. Then, the ultimate point I wanted to make. Jack, if you'd like to interject here, anything at this point? Or I'm sorry, I'm babbling on aggressively.
I got something, but I'll save it.
Okay. Anyway, so I decided to go back and comb the Lincoln record, and I will hit you with a handful of quotes. Starting in 1837, when he was 28 years old in the Illinois General Assembly, and co-wrote a resolution with one of his fellows. Resolutions upon the subject of domestic slavery having passed both branches, etc., etc., they believe the institution of slavery is founded on both injustice and bad policy, but the promulgation of abolition, blah, 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 they believe that, where's the important part? It was calling for the restriction of the growth of slavery at the age of 28 in 1837. In 1854, if A can prove, however conclusively, that he may of right enslave B, why not B snatch the same argument and prove equally that he may enslave A? You say A is white and B is black. It is color, then, the lighter having the right to enslave the darker? Take care. By this rule, you're bound to be the slave of the first man you meet with fairer skin than your own. You don't mean color exactly? You mean that whites are intellectually the superiors of blacks and therefore have the right to enslave them? Take care again. By this rule, you are to be the slave to the first man you meet with an intellect superior to your own. But you say it's a question of interest, and if you make it your interest, you have the right to enslave another. Very well, and if he can make it his interest, he has the right to enslave you. Does that sound like a man who didn't want to end slavery? And that was in 1854, before he got really into it. And I could go on for an hour with these quotes.
So I tweeted out the review of the new Lincoln book by John Meacham. John Meacham has won many big historic prizes. He won the Pulitzer Prize for American Lion, the book about Andrew Jackson. But anyway, so he's got a new Lincoln book out called And There Was Light, and our friend Tim Sandifer reviewed it. I tweeted that out. It's pretty interesting. A lot of the stuff you were just talking about, Tim getting into pushback on the 1619 Project and that sort of thing. I hope this gets worked out of our society over this period of time, and the 1619 view unchallenged doesn't just make it into our schools, and that's the direction we go from here on out.
Right. Right, indeed. A few more. What time is it? Yeah, we have time. In 1858, speech at Chicago, Illinois. I have always hated slavery, I think, as much as any abolitionist. I have always hated it. Later that year. As I would not be a slave, so I would not be a master. This expresses my idea of democracy. Whatever differs from this, to the extent there is a difference, is no democracy. Stating clearly, slavery can't coexist with democracy. You could go into the Lincoln-Douglas debates in which he made brilliant cases against slavery and certainly the growth of slavery. How about this classic? The whole all men are created equal thing. Well, that was just perpetuated to keep white men with property equal and not black people. One of the bizarre and wildly inaccurate claims you hear from the woke left. Lincoln in 1858, his last debate with Stephen Douglas. When this new principle that African Americans were not covered by the phrase all men are created equal, this new proposition that no human being ever thought of 3 years ago is brought forward, I combat it as having an evil tendency, if not an evil design. I combat it as having a tendency to dehumanize the black man, to take away from him the right of ever striving to be a man. I combat it as being one of the thousand things constantly done in these days to prepare the public mind to make property and nothing but property of the black man in all the states of the Union. He finds it evil. He's shouting it's evil to suggest that that phrase didn't include dark-skinned people. Lincoln was soft on slavery. You lying, slandering, radical Marxist... I almost used an unfortunate term, folks, and I'm glad I didn't. I could go on and on. I think slavery is wrong, morally and politically. I desire no further spread. It should not object if it gradually terminates in the whole Union. There was one that was absolutely great, where he quotes the Founding Fathers at length, where it was infinitely clear that they wanted slavery to go away, but it was there when they started the country, and they didn't know what to do about it. But they designed it specifically to choke it off, not to perpetuate it, you lying liars. Anybody claims that Lincoln was fine with slavery, he just did it as a convenience, you know, during the Civil War, they either are flaming ignoramuses or liars.
Well, and it's all a new take. Also, it's not like new information was discovered or anything. All the history of Lincoln was known when Martin Luther King Jr. gave his famous I Have a Dream speech at the Lincoln Memorial, quoting the whole all men are created equal at some point in his speech, and he clearly thought that made sense to be at the Lincoln Memorial. He wasn't there to say Lincoln was a racist. Wasn't the point that he gave the speech there. There's a Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in every city in America. It's a federal holiday. It's Black History Month. But there's a rewriting of the whole Lincoln part of it. And, well, and interesting. Like I said, there's not like new information came out.
Tens of thousands of freed slaves took the last name Lincoln at the time. It's not because they were wrong about Abe. All right. End of rant.
Yeah, I doubt it's the end of the discussion.
No. Those who would battle against lies and falsehood and extremism can count on long employment. It doesn't go away.
The biggest lottery winner of all time, their name is out. Apparently they decided to come forward. It's a dude.
Oh, boy. That is the biggest mistake you will ever make, sir. Practically anyone else will ever make.
Well, if he was... He was hoping to meet a young gal who just is fascinated with his every word. He's going to meet one soon.
He's going to have 1,000 lined up outside his door.
What's going on in Ukraine and a lot of other news of the day on the way. Stay with us.
Armstrong and Getty.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. When you're at your best, you can do great things. But you can't always be at the top of your game, and it's normal to feel overwhelmed, or like you aren't showing up in the ways that you want to sometimes. Working with a therapist can help you get closer to the person you want to be, because when you feel empowered, you can take on whatever life throws at you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, BetterHelp is a great option. It's convenient, affordable, and entirely online. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist based on your unique needs and preferences. Then you can start communicating with your therapist in whatever format works for you, via video, phone, or live chat sessions. If your first match isn't the perfect fit, switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. Life is unpredictable, and it's impossible to know what's around the corner. Consistency has to come from within. Find your empowerment so you're ready for anything that comes your way. Visit BetterHelp.com/mygoals to get 10% off your first order. That's BetterHelp.com/mygoals.
If I could be you,
and you could be me, for just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Research shows listeners prefer a personalized experience. So to help you remember, Liberty Mutual customizes your home insurance. We personalize this ad for Amber, who really misses boy bands from the 90s.
Hey, girl. I'm the cute one. Here to tell you how Liberty Mutual customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
I'm the heartthrob. The only thing I love more than you is saving.
And I'm the other boy in the band everyone forgot about.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
When Black Bear Diner first opened, they filled the largest platters they could find. Not much has changed. Their legacy of huge portions continues today. And they've just introduced new diner deals. 6 new dinner combos and new home-style side choices. Baby back ribs and tri-tip, chicken strips and tri-tip, chicken Alfredo, chicken and pesto, ribs and shrimp, and cod and shrimp. There is always plenty for your paws at Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive, or order online at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
The City of Redding cares about clean, affordable transportation. Redding Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
So it turns out in California it's against the law to remain anonymous as a lottery winner, and that's where the biggest lottery winner in the history of lotteries lives, a guy named Edwin Castro. He bought that ticket in Altadena, if you remember. $2.04 billion jackpot, a single ticket won.
Wow.
And even taking the lump sum, he's just shy of $1 billion. Billion freaking dollars. Man, you're talking about an amount that would spin your head around. Because unless it was your goal, you couldn't spend $1 billion. Unless your goal was to run out of money, but you couldn't, I mean, that's just ungodly money.
Right. Yeah, like you could start a car company and make the next three generations of your family financially comfortable.
But, that's something. God, he's got to change his name and move, like get plastic surgery. or his life is going to... Imagine how many solicitations he's gotten in the last however many hours since his name came out. Oh, my God. I can't even imagine.
Oh, no. Every charity, legit and illegit, on earth is pounding on his door, hammering his cell phone, etc.
Yeah.
And every relative, friend, acquaintance, enemy who's ever crossed paths with him in life is reaching out saying, hey, Jim, what's new there, buddy?
And a number of women who would like to meet a man. It doesn't say whether he's married or not, but, whether he's married or not. There'd be a number of women who would be throwing themselves your direction. Oof. So U.S. forces have shot down another drone. Balloon or not? And an Iranian-made drone circling our troops in Syria. Is this the sort of thing we would have done prior to the drone shooting down thingy we've been doing the last couple of weeks, or is this just normal?
Yes.
You think
100%.
So?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So? There? Mm-hmm.
Well, did the drone get sent over? Is that a new thing that they sent the drone over to see if we would shoot it down? I don't know. But I don't, you know. So that continues to be a story. We still don't really know what the hell we shot down Friday, Saturday, Sunday. There haven't been any since. What the hell? I mean, so either there's so much stuff in the sky this is going to happen all the time or not. Or you know, we got trigger happy for 3 days and now we're letting them go by. I don't know. Nobody knows.
It's so obvious. They got hammered for not shooting down the Chinese spy drone balloon, which now it turns out we've been tracking since it was launched in the south of China. They got hammered for that, so they shot down a bunch of, you know, university weather balloons or whatever they are, just to make it look like they're tough on balloons or drones, and now we're back to the normal. It's just, okay, it can't be, I mean, never mind it can't be you let one float all the way across the country when you know it's a spy vessel, and then you shoot down a bunch of stuff that you have no idea what it is. Those two policies can't possibly coincide, and then you stop shooting down anything whatsoever, even though multiple media outlets and universities and et cetera said, yeah, there's hundreds of things like that in the sky, hundreds of them, if you're looking for them. So this is just ridiculous. It's laughable.
So Mike Pompeo was Trump's Secretary of State, and then I'd forgotten he was CIA director. It says that here. He's likely running for president. He said Biden's response was slow and a global shame. The whole world saw a slow-moving balloon transiting Montana, Kansas, South Carolina, and the United States did nothing. And so he's working on that angle. Nikki Haley continues to be in the news, just looking up my TVs. Don't you think that's being treated with a little more oomph than it deserves?
Who, her announcement?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it that big a deal?
Yeah. Well, the Beltway's obsessed with the Beltway. Who's in? Who's out?
And
who's running? Who's winning?
And with who's going to be president, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Mark Halperin, for what it's worth, out in his newsletter today, doesn't think she'll make it to Iowa. So that's his take.
Really?
Yeah.
Intriguing.
Yeah. I do want to check in on what's going on in Ukraine at some point, because it's something. And then that ongoing question of, are we going to continue to supply them in the numbers we have?
You know, my question is, if we know now that we were tracking the balloon since it was launched, why isn't the Biden administration saying, yeah, that's why we didn't shoot it down. We've been tracking it this whole time.
I don't know. I don't
Maybe
know.
Maybe KJP tried to and nobody understood what she was saying.
Armstrong and Getty.
How far will the left go to win 2024? Will they send out more stimulus checks, pass more student loan bailouts, or give away trillions more to left-wing groups? The simple truth is, they don't care if your retirement is eroded down to a fraction of its value. They just want to win. Hi, Stephen K. Bannon. I want to encourage you to diversify your 401k or IRA out of paper assets and into a physical gold IRA. And the only company I recommend for gold IRAs is conservative-owned Birch Gold Group. To learn more, text the word SAFEGUARD to 989898 to get their free info kit on gold IRAs. Do this now before Democrats have a chance to legislate away your life savings. Get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting HEDGE to the number 989898. There's nothing to buy and no obligation at all. So use your agency. Take action now. Text the word HEDGE to the number 989898.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading wants to wish you a Happy New Year. And to celebrate the new year, Quick and Clean offers car wash packages starting at only $9. Now the winter weather is upon us when dirt and grime can really build up on your vehicle. So stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price, and after a few months, realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the building? We
all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
One should-be prominent journalist is calling out the rest of the press corps for not pushing harder on the physical results about the president this week, given his age. More on that in a moment.
I'm reminded of one of my favorite songs by the English band The Clash, in their song Death or Glory, which is all about how exciting and dramatic life is, and then, to quote Joe Strummer, every cheap hood strikes a bargain with the world, ends up making payments on a sofa or a girl. The Taliban, apparently, is feeling a bit of that lately.
The Taliban, that's the scumbag, weirdo Islamic fascists who run Afghanistan?
Violent, oppressive, cruel, bizarre death cult. Yes, that would be the same fellas. Bill Maher commenting on their wistful look back at yesteryear, and then there's more to it. Michael, clip five.
There are some other complaints the Taliban have about working at the office. Would you like to hear some of them? I thought you might. For example, I keep getting my beard stuck in the copier. I can't find wingtips that go with my suicide vest.
Oh, wow.
The snack machine is always out of opium. I'm getting carpal tunnel in my beheading hand. Yeah. I tell coworkers I used to blow up statues of Buddha, and they say, okay, boomer. I'm used to working from caves. I was due for a promotion, and who did they give it to? The warlord's son.
These are...
No women are allowed to work here, but HR still makes us sit through a sexual harassment seminar.
That one made me laugh. These are common, mundane workplace complaints, with the twist of it being, if the Taliban...
You caught that, did you?
That's hilarious. The vending machine's always out of opium.
The Taliban may have won the war in Afghanistan, but the jihadists who once spent their days riding horses in the countryside are now stuck behind a desk, lamenting their boring computer jobs, spending all their times on Twitter, high rent, and commutes to work. The country's news leaders have had time to take over its industries, occupy its buildings, and get very bored of the day-to-day drudgery of running the Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan. In a series of interviews with five former Mujahideen-turned-government functionaries, the Afghanistan Analytic Network shone a light on the lives of these men who spent time trying to fight an empire, blah, blah, blah. They interviewed five members of the Taliban from age 24 to 32. Let's see. Huzaifa, former sniper, said life was simple and free during jihad. All we had to do was make plans for attacks against the enemy and for retreating. People didn't expect much from us, and we had little responsibility towards them. Whereas now, if someone's hungry, he deems us directly responsible for that.
These are the same complaints all warriors have had returning back to society since the dawn of time and probably always will. I know people who served in Iraq and Afghanistan who have that feeling about coming back home to the United States. That's not surprising to me. I mean, you're doing a very exciting, a very difficult, a very specific job, and now you're thrust into the kind of mushy real world of not quite as satisfying, not as clear what you're supposed to do.
Well, yeah, I would characterize it as you had a very clear, compelling, urgent purpose every day, and you were working with a bunch of people who had the same purpose, and you loved it. And now you're sitting there in some bureaucracy answering the phone when you feel like it. The Taliban used to be free of restrictions, writes the sniper, says the sniper. Now we sit in one place behind a desk and computer 24 hours a day. Life's become wearisome. You do the same things every day. 25-year-old Abdul Nafi says, I sometimes miss the jihad life for all the good things that it had. In our ministry, there's little work for me to do. Therefore, I spend most of my time on Twitter. Jeez Louise. They complain about the price of rent in Kabul, where they got to be for government work. They also complained about the traffic. Last year it was tolerable, but the last few months become more and more congested, said one former fighter.
Taliban complaining about traffic.
Yeah, yeah. In the group, we had a great degree of freedom about where to go, where to stay, whether to participate in the war. However, these days, you have to go to the office before 8. You have to be there till at least 4. And if you don't go, you're considered absent, and your wage for that day is cut from your salary. Let's see. Another man named Kamran also lamented office life. I'm sort of happy with my job, but often miss times the jihad. During that time, every minute of our life was counted as worship. We used to live among the people. Now we're caged in offices and palaces, abandoning that simple life. And at the same time, spiritually, things are more complicated. We're tested by cars, positions, wealth, and women. Many of our mujahideen, God forbid, have fallen into these seemingly sweet but actually bitter traps. Well, says you.
We don't allow women here, and we still have to sit through the sexual harassment training.
Hi-yo!
Hey now! It's ironic.
I got used to working from the cave.
We were just talking a little bit ago. Is it a big deal that Nikki Haley's running for president? I don't feel like it is that big a deal. It's certainly not a big enough deal to need to talk about now. Part of it is the worship of the presidency, so I feel bad about bringing up the president around this, but there's a pretty good point being made about we deserve to know how this physical goes. Shouldn't we actually know what a real physical of our current president is like, given his age? One of my favorite journalists on that in a second. But first this.
A quick word from our friends and sponsors at MyPillow. Mike Lindell and the folks at MyPillow are launching MyPillow 2.0. Now, when Mike invented the original MyPillow, it had everything you could want in a pillow. But now, nearly 20 years later, he is using new technology.
Yeah, of course, it's got the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, but now the exclusive fabric that is made with temperature-regulating thread. That's a new wrinkle.
Go ahead.
The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you will ever own.
Say goodbye to tossing and turning, flipping your pillow over during the night. The MyPillow 2.0 is buy one, get one free for a limited time with the promo code Getty, G-E-T-T-Y. MyPillow 2.0 made with temperature regulating technology, 100% made in the USA. The pillow comes with a 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's special square to get this buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow 2.0. Enter the promo code Getty, G-E-T-T-Y. MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. There it is. Yeah, and you use the code Getty.
My least favorite sleeping problem, easily controlled, but my least favorite one, worse than too hot or too cold or whatever else the problem is. I don't like crumbs in the bed. Rarely have that problem, but that one drives me nuts. But anyway, my least favorite one is drank coffee too late in the day. Mm. Oh, I hate that feeling. That is just the worst. Oof. I feel like I just want to crawl out of my skin whenever I do that. So it's a good reason not to do it.
How late do you drink coffee generally? What's a good day?
Generally, normally, and it doesn't have any effect on me, I'd say mid-afternoon. Mm. If I quit by like 3-ish or something like that, I'm not going to have any problem. Like if I have a cup of coffee with dinner or something like that, oh, God, I hate that feeling. So Mark Halpern, journalist who got Me Too'd and has now got a Substack, he's one of the best political reporters around, and he was really bothered last year about how little attention was paid to Joe Biden's physical and, like, no follow-up questions, anything like that. He's quoting Jean-Pierre from yesterday. She came out and said, and asked about the physical, said, and it's almost better to read this sometimes in print than to hear her say it, because he really realize what's being. So I know many people were asking if the physical was still happening because we didn't have it on the week ahead. We don't normally put, as you know, when we did it in 2021, it was not on the week ahead or on the schedule, so that's why it wasn't there. She uses more words
Wow, I'm seriously, yeah.
She uses more words to say nothing than, the physical is indeed going to happen on Thursday. There have been no changes, and you can expect a memo from the physician that will be released publicly in the same manner as it was in 2021. So Mark Halperin says, Team Biden has come up with a very clever plan to keep reporters at bay by saying, well, we're handling it the same way we handled it last year. We're going to wait that we do it the way we did it last year, so how can you complain about that established precedent, which you, and Mark Halperin says, inexplicably and delightfully tolerated last year? With the retirement of Dr. Altman of the New York Times, who's no longer in the newsroom, and the absence of this reporter, Mark Halperin, from the briefing room, and the failure of news organizations with briefing room seats to follow my advice and send their medical correspondents in place of their regular reporters on the day the memo is released. That would be a good idea.
Good idea.
The White House is sitting pretty to disclose nothing harmful to the president's political health. I like that term, political health. Despite it being in the public interest for Mr. Biden's physical to stand and take his, Mr. Biden's physician, rather, to stand and take as many questions as journalists have on behalf of the American people about his health. Forget any notion of medical malpractice. This is shaping up to be the journalistic malpractice of the highest order. To let an aging president that we all can see can barely shuffle around, his mind is drifting, he falls asleep. We all can see that.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to get away with kind of just, we did a physical, everything was fine. Any questions about the balloons? And the press, as he says, is going to let him get away with that.
Yeah,
They should have the Washington Post, the New York Times, the big heavy hitters, should have their medical reporters saying they're, and, you know, I don't know the terminology that they would know, but did you do this test? Did you do that test? Did you do one of these? Did you do one of those? Because those are the typical things you would do for somebody that age. How did he do on those tests? But there's not going to be anybody in there with that knowledge to ask those questions.
I wonder how well-read Halperin is at this point. I know he's quite well-respected before his unfortunate turn of events, hashtag me too'd.
What you said earlier might be true. Maybe for national security reasons, we don't want the answers to these questions. I mean, if a doctor stood up there and said, yes, we gave him those tests you just asked me about, and he scored like about a C-plus on them.
The one thing he couldn't react to was any sort of surprise. He went to pieces, fell to his knees and wept. He lost control of his bladder. I mean, that should not... His bus been wet. He admitted it. That's why it was wet. That would not be good for national security reasons. So I've got to admit, I'm not quite as full-throated in a call for transparency as Halperin seems to be, but I'm separating the commander-in-chief of the armed forces from the candidate for office next year.
Well, that's a tough call, though, because you can make the other argument pretty easily. We're a democracy, the people control the government, we shouldn't have all the information about the president, and if he's not mentally fit, he should be forced out of office by the various means that exist to force him out of office to get somebody in there whose brain works in case we do have a crisis. Hiding the fact that his brain doesn't work when the crisis comes along doesn't help us any.
That, what you just said, is clearly the winner. Hoist his arm in the air, Michael, the champion. You're right. That's clearly the truth. If our president is so addled it would affect national security, let's invoke the 25th Amendment and put Kamala Harris into office. Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
It is time for us to do what we have been doing, and that time is every day.
How about we declare war on England or Alaska or something, just as anything, something, anything other than that.
But if the physician gets up there and says, I hit him on the knee with a little hammer?
I got hairy legs.
Oh, my God, Michael. You killed me with that one.
Oh, boy.
I hit him on the knee with a little hammer.
He looked at hairy legs.
He looked at the eye chart and saw an E. He's fine. See you next year.
I gave him a test where he had to remember how many switchblades he put on the rain barrel. It was 3. That's what he said, 3. They were nice and rusty, so it's always in great shape. We had him walk up 5 stairs. He only had to stop to rest a couple of times. So,
slipped a couple. He fell down, but, you know, who doesn't?
Let's do push-ups together here, man. Let's run. Let's do whatever you want to do.
Yeah, that was a couple of years ago, that Joe Biden.
He got halfway up the stairs and said, where are we going? Jill.
Yeah. Anyway.
I wonder if anybody will pay heed to Halperin. That's such a great idea, and it seems troubling that he had to suggest it.
Right, right.
Our text line is 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty.
Would you do everything it took to protect your family? Of course you would.
And that's why we recommend SimpliSafe Home Security. They make it easy to protect your home with advanced security tech powered by 24/7 professional monitoring.
Customize the perfect system for your home in just a few minutes at simplisafe.com/Armstrong.
Claim a free indoor security camera plus 20% off your order with interactive monitoring. That's simplisafe.com/Armstrong. Simplisafe.com/Armstrong. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hims.com/joy. At Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right, get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Jazzercise Redding Fitness Center would like to thank the Redding Rancheria supporting small businesses in our community. With this grant, we were able to keep going so we could keep moving.
Pathways to Hope for Children would love to thank the Redding Rancheria. They've been involved with Camp Hope since 2012. Thank you from Pathways to Hope for Children to the Rancheria for all you do.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Jazzercise Redding Fitness Center would like to thank the Redding Rancheria supporting small businesses in our community. With this grant, we were able to keep going so we could keep moving.
Pathways to Hope for Children would love to thank the Redding Rancheria. They've been involved with Camp Hope since 2012. Thank you from Pathways to Hope for Children to the Rancheria for all you do.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
I saw that this Valentine's Day, Walmart was selling a teddy bear that you could give to someone to break up with them. This is real. His shirt says bye-bye on it. There's also another one you can get wearing a shirt that says, get your own Netflix account.
Fair enough.
We got to talk about that again later, that the number one way for people in shorter relationships to break up is ghosting. I want to talk about that more later, because that's an interesting cultural sign, I think.
I would say, my gosh.
So this came up in my real life the other day, this story. The federal government doesn't think your highway signs are funny, so knock it off. So my oldest son and I are driving down the road, and one of those electronic signs said something. I wish I could remember what it was. It was a bad pun or joke or something. I think we've all seen these about like talking on the phone or texting or following somebody too close or something like that. States love jokes on road safety signs. The feds aren't laughing, Joe.
Wow.
New Jersey had a message for drivers who might be thinking the road while under the influence of marijuana. They had a sign that said, we'll be blunt, don't drive high. Another one said, hold on to your butt, help prevent forest fires. The state was engaging in what has become a tradition across the country for states to try to spice up their roadside safety messages with jokes and pop culture references. Researchers gathered more than 350 examples from 12 different states across the country. For instance, another New Jersey sign said, slow down, this ain't Thunder Road.
Or it's a Bruce Springsteen reference.
Right. Here's another example. In Tennessee, there was one, texting and driving, say it, I'm the problem, it's me, which is a Taylor Swift reference.
Oh, I missed it.
Where she's from.
Not surprisingly.
There was another one. Oh, only during Christmas, only Rudolph should drive lit. Plan a sober ride. The federal government sent a memo to all states saying signs should be simple and not include humor, wit, or pop culture references, with the concern being that it's too distracting for drivers, especially if they don't get the reference and are trying to think what it means.
On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the ultimate stupidity, where do you rank that memo from the feds?
This is pretty damned high up there. It's hard.
Solid 7.5, probably.
It's hard to beat it. So they're concerned that people are being distracted and they're driving, trying to figure out the Taylor Swift reference. And wait a second. Rudolph driving lit? Was that a lit? Oh, no, now I'm dead!
Exactly. So you got the stupidity, plus I want to give it a bonus point and a half or so for kind of Dirty Dancing style overly seriousness.
Cut the levity on the highway signs. There should be no humor. This is not a funny topic. And any reference to popular culture will just distract the driver. So make them plain and straightforward.
God dang it, you are really the no-fun police. I mean, at the highest level maybe ever. The Federal Highway Administration responded to New Jersey's efforts at humor with a leaden warning asking that it cease and desist. Robert J. Clark, head of federal agency's New Jersey division, listed reasons the state should knock it off in a letter to state highway officials. Using highway signs for such messages did not promote the safe and efficient use of our roadway.
Wow. Wow.
All right. They do mention that there have been a couple of studies done that don't believe there's any advantage to the witticisms, that it's not making people buckle up more or drive high less or anything like that, which doesn't really shock me. But.
Right. Right.
It just makes life a little less soul-deadening is the thing.
Oh, you know, speaking of transportation, was that from Pete Boot Edge? Edge, they say? That's from his
Boot
department,
Edge,
right?
Edge. Might be.
I heard a prominent liberal call him the biggest disappointment in the federal government. More on that to come.
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.